Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hurricane cuts path of destruction.
There's no water, there's no power.
The CDC chief on a vaccine.
Late second quarter, third quarter, 2021.
President says he's wrong.
He just made a mistake. I think he misunderstood the question.
Attorney General on virus lockdown.
Other than slavery, this is the greatest intrusion on civil liberties in American history.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Hurricane Sally blitzed the Gulf Coast, leaving record flooding in parts of Alabama and the Florida Panhandle. It's a storm blamed for at least one death. Hundreds of thousands don't have power. CBS's David Begno reports this morning from Pensacola Beach, Florida.
Some buildings were torn apart, debris scattered, really everywhere.
This has been a lot worse than we ever thought it would be. I mean, you can't see where the sound starts or ends. It's crazy.
We talked to Caleb Mendenhall. He manages the Paradise Inn where Sally took the roof straight off.
It landed on top of one of the villas and then another section out in the bay.
While most people say they'll pick up the pieces and move forward, others like Dave Carton say Sally may be the reason he moves away.
I'm thinking about going further north.
Smoke from the western wildfires has made it to the East Coast and now to Europe. Some who've gone back to towns devastated by the flames can't believe their eyes.
All of it's gone. It's hard to accept.
In Roseville, California, Elizabeth Rupert is trying to help fire victims who have ended up near her.
They don't have access to clothes, access to, like, soap, just, like, the basic needs.
Well, President Trump contradicts his own CDC director about the timetable for a coronavirus vaccine and the effectiveness of masks in a dispute that's boiling over in public. White House correspondent Weijia Jiang.
President Trump insisted CDC Director Dr. Robert Redfield was wrong when he testified under oath that the general public may not have access to a COVID-19 vaccine until later next year.
He just made a mistake. I think he misunderstood the question.
But Redfield did not look or sound confused at all.
If you're asking me when is it going to be generally available to the American public, we're probably looking at late second quarter, third quarter, 2021.
The president offered a much earlier date.
It could be announced in October, but once we go, we're ready.
Mr. Trump also disputed Redfield's testimony about the benefits of wearing masks.
I might even go so far as to say that this face mask is more guaranteed to protect me than when I take a COVID vaccine.
As far as the mask is concerned, he made a mistake.
After Mr. Trump's briefing, Redfield issued a statement that did not say he misspoke about vaccines or masks.
CBS's Catherine Herridge says Attorney General William Barr has made it clear elected officials and not scientists should be leading the way through the pandemic.
At a conservative Constitution Day event in Virginia last night, Attorney General Bill Barr said this of quarantining nationwide.
Other than slavery, which was a different kind of restraint, this is the greatest intrusion on civil liberties in American history.
Barr suggested that politicians, not medical professionals, should guide the public during the pandemic.
The person in the white coat is not the grand seer. A free people makes its decision through its elected representatives.
Barr criticized his prosecutors for political headhunting and defended criticism that he ever interfered in cases involving close associates of the president.
Letting the most junior members set the agenda might be a good philosophy for a Montessori preschool, but it is no way to run a federal agency.
And then denied he's ever interfered on Mr. Trump's behalf.
All prosecutorial power is vested in the attorney general. And as I say to FBI agents, whose agent do you think you are?
Well, a military whistleblower says federal officials went looking for unusual crowd control devices as they mapped out a plan to deal with protesters in Washington's Lafayette Square for President Trump's church photo op in June. CBS's Cammy McCormick.
One device is called a heat ray. It sends a beam of energy into a person. The Defense Department's lead military police officer for the Capital Region also sent an email asking if the D.C. National Guard had long-range acoustic devices. The D.C. Guard was not in possession of either. In fact, defense officials had ordered that Guard troops not be armed when they went into D.C.
In Michigan, a legal challenge to the state's mailing of unsolicited ballots failed. An appeals court says it's legal. And at the White House, CBS's Paula Reed tells us
the president suggested unsolicited mail-in ballots are a greater threat to democracy than even foreign interference. He suggested that millions and millions of unsolicited ballots are being sent out. But in fact, 41 of 50 states require voters to actually request a ballot before they will receive one. Only a handful of states actually send out unsolicited ballots.
One of the president's key backers at Health and Human Services, spokesman Michael Caputo, says he's taking a 60-day leave of absence. It comes amid allegations of political meddling in the coronavirus response and Caputo warning of election violence. One of the two Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputies shot in an ambush last weekend in Compton has been released from the hospital. The sheriff says the 24-year-old man has a long road for recovery and promising leads are being followed in the hunt for a suspect. There's a follow-up to a story we reported last month. Police in Salt Lake City ordering a dog to attack a black man who had his hands up in his backyard. Now an officer is facing aggravated assault charges. Well, now to Chicago's Wrigley Field. During the fifth inning of last night's Cubs win over the Indians, a drone appeared.
There's a drone flying up over center field.
Drone. Okay.
Oh, yeah, there it is up there. Little beady red eyes.
It landed in the outfield. Players headed to the dugouts. Then it took off, hovered about 100 feet above the ground, then vanished over the scoreboard. Last night from empty venues in Nashville, the Academy of Country Music Awards. Keith Urban hosted on CBS, and it got down to the big moment.
I've never heard of it. Good Lord. We have a tie for Entertainer of the Year. The first artist, Thomas Rhett.
Look what God gave us. How perfect he made us.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Keith, what is happening right now?
What's happening is that he shares the top award with...
Crazy. I'm crazy for feeling...
Carrie Underwood.
I am more than happy to share this with Thomas Rhett and just to have my name mentioned with his...
Old Dominion won Song of the Year and Group of the Year, accepting their awards in masks. A new memorial is open in Washington today to honor Dwight D. Eisenhower, commander of Allied forces in World War II.
The free men of the world are marching together to victory.
So the new memorial features a statue of him visiting troops just before the launch of D-Day. There's also a life-size sculpture of Eisenhower as a young boy, the kid from Abilene, Kansas, who grew up to be the nation's 34th president. His granddaughter, Susan Eisenhower, is proud his legacy is being honored.
He is a man, I think, whose values and principles can be an inspiration for rising generations.
After several Trump signs were stolen from his lawn, a 54-year-old New Bedford, Massachusetts man put up one with an electric fence around it. John Oliveira says it's solar-powered and the new Trump sign's been untouched for 2 weeks. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.